إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. There is approximately 10 days or slightly less until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses this entire ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to experience blessings upon blessings upon blessings. In fact, Allah Jalla wa Ala, He commands us with a specific virtuous act of worship, the fast, so that we can make the most of these blessings, and so that we can often comprehend and acknowledge the time, the moment, and the effects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's virtues. We are speaking about entering into the glorious month of Ramadan. We're speaking about a month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the doors of Jannah, not leaving any of them closed. And He closes the doors of Jahannam, not leaving any of them open. Where He subhanahu wa ta'ala chains and ties the shayateen. And where He subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a number of people from the hellfire every single night. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Is all you believe. Fasting has been prescribed for you, legislated for you, made obligatory upon you. Like how it was made obligatory for the nations that came before. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you may achieve and acquire taqwa. You may achieve that level of protecting yourself from the fire. Because the fast has a connection with the fire. And that connection is, it is your shield. That connection is, it allows Allah to free slaves, free the necks of servants who are supposed to be destined to the fire. Free them from the fire and allow them to enter into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gather his sahaba together in the hadith of Rawahu Ahmad rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the opening night of Ramadan, on the opening days of Ramadan, will say, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ He used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the month of Ramadan is now upon you. شَهْرٌ, he defines it, he labels it, شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ A blessed month, a noble month, a blessed month. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامًا Allah Jalla wa Ala, to indicate the blessed nature of this month, has made fasting obligatory in it. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ The doors of Jannah are flung open, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينِ And the shayateen are chained and they're locked up. In it, he says, there is a night. It is better than 1,000 months. مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ Whoever is deprived of not just this night, but the month of Ramadan, is deprived of a great deal. Whoever is deprived of finding the mercy of Allah, of finding the blessings of Allah in the month of Ramadan, he is deprived of a great deal. Thus we should know, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, that when the month of Ramadan, when that gate opens, it's not just any other month. We're not acting out any other obligatory ibadat. Rather, it's the most virtuous, the most blessed month in the entire year. A month that can determine for you your dunya and your akhirah. There's a hadith reported by At-Tabarani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And some of the scholars classify as weak, but Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, classifies it as hasan li ghayrihi, due to its sound meaning, and other collaborating reports that prove or raise its authenticity. Where it's reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and he speaks about the barakah. He speaks about the blessed nature of Ramadan. And he speaks about how this blessed nature can change a person's dunya and change a person's akhirah. He says, or has been reported that he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li rabbikum azza wa jal fi ayyami dahrikum nafahat. That your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has days in this year, has days in the year that are blessed, has days in the year that are blessed, that smell extremely nice, that are fragrant, that are beautified in fragrance. Days that are blessed. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fata'arradu laha. So go and get it. Make sure you don't miss out on it. Go and find it. He says, la'alla ahdakum an tusibahu minha nafhatun la yashqa ba'daha abada. If any one of you finds this blessed nature of these days, if any one of you, the actual version of the wording of the hadith, is any one of you feels the whiff of this fragrance, or feels the whiff of this barakah in the month of Ramadan, he will never complain in his life again. He would never have nothing to complain for ever again. And the scholars of Islam will explain this hadith. They say Ramadan has come with blessings. Ramadan has come with honor. Ramadan has come with virtues. Whoever just feels a whiff of those blessings, whoever just feels a whiff of those blessings, he will never complain in his dunya and the akhirah again. Everything he desires, everything he yearns for, everything he wants, all of his objectives and his goals for the dunya and the akhirah, Allah Jalla wa'ala will enable him to meet them. For Ramadan is a month of barakah, a month of blessings, a month of virtues, a month of honor. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exclusively, specifically told us that the fast, the standing of the night, the standing on Laylatul Qadr, anyone who does so, all of his past sins are forgiven. What a greater honor, what a greater virtue and blessing for a person's sins to be forgiven. Just by standing the entire night, or standing a part of every single night of the month of Ramadan, or fasting every single day of the month of Ramadan. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, whoever stands every night in the month of Ramadan, all of his past sins are forgiven. And we've spoken and discussed in several other sittings and several other gatherings how some of the scholars of Islam, they include the major and the minor sins that are forgiven in this nature. Man sama Ramadan, man qama Ramadan. These are virtues, these are great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set and made exclusive with the month of Ramadan. Therefore, brothers or sisters in Islam, it's imperative upon us as the servants of Allah who are searching for blessings all of our lives, who wants an honorable, virtuous life in this dunya and in the akhirah, who want to be successful in every single way, it's imperative upon us to prepare for the month of Ramadan. We have approximately 10 days or just under to be able to get into the mode of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Sha'ban, the month before the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often fast. And Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha would say, there was never a month more than a month of Ramadan where he would fast, preparing himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the month of Ramadan. That's the scholars of Islam, they say, how foolish is it for somebody to go into a market where there is extremely great discounts for great expensive products, but he goes to the market without any money or anything to exchange? How foolish is it for the one to enter into a battle that is about to open the doors of victory for all of the Muslim lands, but he goes in it without preparation, without armor, without weapons. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَرَادُ الْخُرُوجِ لَعَدُّ لَهُ عُدَّةٌ. Speaking about those who leave for battle. Whenever they want to leave battle, whenever they want to go and prepare for the battle, whenever they want to go and enter into the warfare, they prepare themselves. They sit back and prepare themselves. And they train. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. The one that is truly able to catch the blessings of the month of Ramadan is the one that prepares beforehand. Is the one that looks towards his life and sees what is holding him back from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most in the month of Ramadan. It's upon him, it's upon you, upon us all, our brothers and sisters in Islam, to look out for the companionship, the friends that will help us in the month of Ramadan, that will challenge us in the month of Ramadan, that will keep an eye on our progress and will give us advice when we fall and we stumble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاءِ وَالْعَشِيِّ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاءِ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be patient. Be patient of yourselves. Be patient with the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who make dua to Allah jalla wa ala bil-ghadati wal-ashi. Who make dua to Allah jalla wa ala in the morning and in the evening. مَعَ الَّذِينَ. So the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should look to companionship and friends and brothers that will look after him in the month of Ramadan, that will push him, that will set him targets, that will challenge him for his targets. Furthermore, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, look to every avenue that could distract you. Look to every possible avenue that could distract you. And close those doors before they distract you in the month of Ramadan. And perhaps these distractions are of a worldly nature. Perhaps these distractions are in forms of entertainment. Perhaps these distractions are even in the forms of your provisions. Do whatever you need to be able to do now. And take on more load now to save yourself in the month of Ramadan. So that this month can be dedicated entirely, or the majority of it, to acquire and attain the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To acquire and to attain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make those who can acquire the blessings of Ramadan. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us of those who never complain in this dunya and in the akhirah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى غَفُورٌ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported by the hadith of Bazzar and Ibn Khuzayma, and they came authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullahu ta'ala. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him something. He said to him, يا رسول الله, O Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you were to see that I declare that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, وصليت الصلوات الخمس, and I performed my five obligatory prayers, وأديت الزكاة, and I gave zakah, وَصُمْتُ رَمَضَانَ وَقُمْتُهُ, and I fasted in the month of Ramadan, and I stood up in its nights, where would I be? And who will I be? This was his question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I believe in Islam, if I believe in Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I perform my five daily prayers, if I give my zakah, and I fast the month of Ramadan, and I stand up in this night, doing nothing more extra, no voluntary acts of worship, no other acts of ibadat, just these obligatory actions, but with these obligatory actions, he added to it, standing the entire night of Ramadan, standing the nights of Ramadan. So I fasted Ramadan, and I stood in his nights. Where will I be? And who will I be? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responds. And he says, مِنَ الصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. You will be from the most truthful ones. You will be from the martyrs of Islam. You will be from the most truthful ones. You will be from the martyrs of Islam. That's all brothers or sisters in Islam. Ramadan has virtues. Ramadan has blessings. The scholars of Islam that explain this hadith, they say the only voluntary action this man came with was a voluntary action in Ramadan. The stand, the Qiyamul Layl, the Taraweeh of Ramadan. And he made sure he performed the Taraweeh, the stand, the night prayer, every single night in the month of Ramadan. Not only would he get all of the other virtues and all of the other rewards that we spoke about in the first part of the khutbah, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam promised him that he would be from the Siddiqeen and from the Shuhada. He would be from the truthful ones and the Shuhada and the martyrs of Islam. And these two stations, these two levels are directly after the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are directly after the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to be with the companions, be with those prophets and companions of other messengers and the great pious generation that came before, hold on to the kalima of Islam, the kalima of Tawheed, and declare that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is messenger of Allah. Perform your five obligatory prayers. Ensure you give the zakat. Fast in Ramadan and stand in its night. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us from the shuhada, and he accept us from the siddiqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to enter into the month of Ramadan. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our ibadat in the month of Ramadan. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make sure that this Ramadan is the best that we've ever had. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to write our names of those who fast his entire days and stand his entire nights. Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirk wal mushrikeen. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قوموا للصلاة.